Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jason Levesque is here. He's new. He's the founder of Argo Marketing Group. He is here to talk to us about how he's from Maine, by the way. He's doing business in the great state of Maine, and he's here to talk to us about what he's been doing recently that's interesting and different. Jason Levesque, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So tell us about your business. Tell us what you, when you founded your company, you were in the military for a long time, and thank you for your service. I was an infantryman myself once upon a time.
Outstanding.
So after you got out of the military, you decided to go into the business world. What were you thinking? I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
I needed to eat. Keep the lights on.
That's a motivator.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it was necessity as a mother of all invention, I suppose. I was an infantryman as well, and you know, when I got into the civilian world, I realized I really wasn't qualified to do much in the way of specific jobs. Mm-hmm. I guess there's not much of a need for infantrymen in the civilian world.
That's right.
But we did have infantrymen have a talent, organization,
yep.
Logistics,
and leadership.
Discipline, and leadership.
Yeah.
I ended up going back to college and getting a job working at a contact center. This is back in the 90s. And I'm like, I can do this. I can manage these people and motivate them and lead them. And mm-hmm. you know, that started to evolve, and I founded my company, Argo Marketing, as really a call center management firm in 2003. And just in my living room on a couch with no money and you know, and an old laptop.
You didn't know you weren't supposed to, did you?
No, nobody told me that. Nobody informed me.
Somebody asked me once, you know, what made you think you could do this? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, I just thought it was a good idea. I'm like, I could do this. And I just went ahead and did it. I mean, through the good times and the bad.
Yeah.
You know, and thankfully, we've had more good times than bad over the last 13 years now. And it's all happened here in Maine, which is, it gives me enormous pride.
Is that your home state?
It is my home state.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's my family's up here, and, you know, I decided
what
to raise my
Maine
family
here
when the time was right. I'm in Lewiston, Auburn, about 40 minutes north of Portland.
Okay. Are you near the coast?
About 30 minutes away from the coast.
Okay, so you're just off there. Okay.
Just far enough to keep the property taxes away.
There you go. Yeah, mostly been here's, not so many come here's, right?
Exactly.
All right, so you started your business. What made you choose that business? Was it because of the experience you just had?
Absolutely. I mean, I knew it. I knew kind of the psychological impact of a good job to a customer care agent. I also saw, I mean, when I started this, most call center jobs were offshore, mm-hmm. India, Philippines,
oh, yeah.
and so forth. And it's like, you know, it didn't connect well with the American consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2008, really during the start and into the height of, you know, the Great Recession, we started seeing more and more American companies going, wait a second, we need to retain customers. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is to have Americans answer the phone. So I started getting calls from clients who in the past would have me manage contact centers offshore
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, listen, why don't you open one up? And I went kicking and screaming, and I finally did it. And then fast forward today, we've got about 600 employees
wow.
and three facilities here.
Three in locations.
Three locations, kind of spread out throughout the state or the central and southern part
mm-hmm.
of the state.
Mm-hmm.
People say, oh, you're bringing jobs to Maine. Well, I'm bringing opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a two-way street. I'm giving my folks who come on board Argo opportunities to do better in their lives. And they're giving me opportunities to do better for our clients
right.
and their customers.
You know,
there's
an interesting story about this, about bringing the people back, bringing those jobs back to the United States. The state in the union where the people have the least regional accents, you know what that state is? Iowa.
You know,
it's Iowa.
Is it Iowa?
Yeah. So that's where they did a lot of work, and I say the industry. And so And so they were putting call centers in Iowa. My point is, you didn't care what people you didn't care what their regional accent was. You wanted the jobs in Maine, didn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, this is my state.
So
nasal twang.
I was going to say, do your people sound like Mainers? I'm sure they do.
the people that sound like, you know, the stereotypical Mainers are usually still in the lobster boats fishing. They're doing quite well.
Well, we love them. And by the way, we know them. We've had them on my show many times before.
Talk about the quintessential entrepreneur.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, go ahead.
So here we are now servicing clients from around the world. We're actually an outsourcer for companies in India. So talk about full
circle.
Wow. Yeah.
So, time out. And I got to get my head around this. People buying stuff in India when they need support are talking to people in Maine?
Actually, companies based in India are now outsourcing their contact center jobs to America that still service Americans. So an American calling an Indian company gets an American.
So it comes right, it just makes a full circle and it comes all the way back to them. I love this. It's a great story. So, but your work is, you don't actually, what you sell is the service and the support that people give is whatever your customers need them to give.
Absolutely. So if you want to think about it in its most simple terms, we're an employee leasing company.
Right.
With just surrounded by all the telephony and modern
technology. But your people do more than answer a phone. They've got to have some technical training too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're not, the phone is still predominantly the main mode of contact.
Right.
But our individuals have to be tech savvy. They have to know how to communicate via email, chat, text, social media.
I love the chats, by the way.
A lot of people do.
I use it all the time.
It's convenient. I mean,
because often the chat works when the phone doesn't. And the email,
a lot of times you're right.
And email takes too long.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, if you look at the most instantaneous mode of communication, it's chat. And any small business owner out there that has a website, for very, very small amount of money,
that's a good point.
They could have a chat window.
That's what I wanted to ask you. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit when we come back, folks. So what if you could have your own chat, like the big guys? How about that? Wouldn't that blow your local competitors away? Jason, I need a website, please.
Oh, www.argomarketing.com.
Argomarketing.com. Check it out. Jason Levesque. L-E-V-E-S-Q-U-E is how you spell that name. Jason and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.